So we're getting into projectors today, and I'm definitely very excited about it because I'm a projector, if you did not know that. I feel like most people do, but if you're new to the podcast, I am a 4-1 self-projected projector, and I'm so pumped because I love talking about projectors. I love meeting them. I love connecting with you guys. I love mentoring you guys. It's just so much fun for me. And so if you are new to learning about being a projector, or even if you've known about being a projector for a while, like, I'm just so excited for you to dive in even more, because when I learned about this, it was just such a game changer for me. And when I really started learning how to experiment with my design, it just started shifting everything. It shifted my business. It shifted my relationships, my marriage, my, you know, relationship with my children. Everything really started making way more sense. And so this is, I think, why I love it even that much more when I get to connect in with a projector, because I understand what it's like to be living in this design and some of the hurdles that it just happens for us, like, you know, growing up in a generator world and being around, you know, the rest of the collective, that, you know, there's a lot more of them than us. So it's exciting for me to be able to connect in. And I want to create community for projectors, because that is so important for us in our deconditioning process, in our experiment, is to be around other projectors. So if you're a projector that does not know anyone else that is one, well, now you know me, and I would love to be your projector buddy. But I definitely think, like, looking, if you haven't started pulling your charts yet of, like, your family and your friends, like, totally start doing it, because this too, like, then other people start making a lot of sense. And for projectors especially, like, we naturally are just very, we're very intrigued by other people. And, you know, you'll hear why this kind of is. It's a part of our, like, what we're here to do. But projectors are very naturally kind of, like, drawn to, like, human behavior and, like, you know, why do we do that? And, like, we just kind of get very interested in other people. And I always think of, like, what is it, that meme or that sound bit? What is it where it's like, don't you ever wish you could hear what's going on in somebody else's head, like something like that. Like, that's totally, I feel like that's a projector. Like, we want to know. Like, no, like, haha, yeah, that's funny. No, but really, sit down and tell us what the fuck, like, what's going on in your head? Because we're just very naturally drawn to these things. Okay, so anyways, so projectors, we make up 20% of the collective. Now, the interesting thing of that 20% is that there is a lot of variations within that energy. So yes, everybody has their own unique gifting. Everybody's body graph, there's a lot of complexities to it. But when you're looking at just the types, projectors have a lot of variations. And so I'm going to break down as best as I can everything into this episode. But again, there's just, like, no way I could fit everything. Okay. It's like, I would literally have to probably do several, like, a whole projector series just to try to fit it all into one. But just know that. And then something else that was interesting that I heard, that a lot of projectors, when it comes to, like, astrological signs, a lot of them are born under the Aquarius sign, which I'm an Aquarius, and I actually have a lot of Aquarius in my chart. But that was definitely something that I had heard. And I don't know the percentage of it in comparison to other astrological, like, signs. And I don't even know with, like, the other types. So if somebody messaged me asking, I'm just going to flat out tell you, like, I don't know the answer to that. It was just something I remember reading somewhere. I can't even remember where I came across it. And I was like, oh, honestly, that makes a lot of sense, just because of, like, what I know, like, being an Aquarius and then being a projector. I was like, that actually, like, goes kind of hand in hand. That makes a lot of sense. And I know a lot of Pisces too, that are projectors, actually, now that I think about it. Like, there's a lot of Pisces energy within projectors. But anyways, so projectors are a non-energy type, right? So we do not have sacral life force energy like the 70% of the generators and the MGs, which is no biggie. I know a lot of projectors are like, but life force energy, that kind of sounds important. And they have their life force energy to do what they're doing with, right? We have our own gifting, okay? We're fine, right? Does not mean that we don't have energy. It does not mean that we don't have energy to do things. That's a big common misconception. People think like, oh, projectors can't do anything, and that's just not true, or that we don't have any energy, and that's, again, that's just not true. We just work with our energy very differently. And a lot of that has to do with because of how our aura is working. So our aura, when we are around others, so again, well, before I say this, like our aura is working, right? Without us controlling it. It's just what it does, right? And so for a projector, our aura gets very like focused into the other. It penetrates into the other, and then it absorbs in the other. So this allows us to really like see into the other, whether that's like another person or like an environment or, you know, a system or a structure and a process. Like we're just able to have this different viewpoint, right, of the other, but then we're also absorbing in and we're taking in for the other. So it's like us being able to sense and feel into the energy of the other and really bring in pieces of the other that the other doesn't even sometimes really see. And this is what makes us such good guides, because projectors are here to move the energy. But not just move, we guide and direct the energy, right? So we're able to have this bird's eye view of the energy and see how to like refine it and have more efficiency in the energy. And how do we guide this energy to be able to hit X, Y, Z, right? Goal, like how do we get this energy to the goal? Or how are we able to support this energy in a way that needs to be supported, or even love and guide this energy in the way that it needs to be loved? And we can better help other people see themselves better, right? Because that's probably the biggest compliment I've ever received from clients. And I've heard this from multiple of them, is that, you know, I'm able to connect them into themselves in a way that they never were able to before, that they feel like they can access pieces of themselves or see themselves in a way, or that I see their humanness in a way that they never really were able to see before, or that I was able to, like, you know, just honor them in a way and then be able to provide that space that they've, you know, can drop into honoring themselves in that way. And, you know, being able to like see into a system or a process and see how we could move and guide, you know, through this process in a more efficient way, right? Like it's a beautiful gift that a projector has. And so it's through this absorption of our aura field, our auric field, when we're around the other. Now, because this is how our auric field works, we are way more open to conditioning. We are way more open to taking in things, right, that are not us. Because we are taking in people, right? We're taking in environments. And then we're doing this without, you know, our knowledge. This is just happening all the time. So we have to be very aware, like when we are going out and about, when I am out like in Target, right? I'm absorbing in everything at Target like a sponge, right? So we have to learn how to discharge this energy. We have to learn how to do the deconditioning process. It's vital for all of us, right? Every one of us has been conditioned by our environment, from society, from our parents, from other belief structures and things that are not really truly innately who we are. But for a projector, this is like we've doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down on this energy, because this is just naturally what we're supposed to be doing so that we can be more effective in our ability to guide other people. So when we're looking at how do we better protect ourselves, it's like, how do I discharge this energy? And that's going to come, you know, just this discharging comes through a lot of self-care and rest and alone time and getting away from the other energy types, getting into spaces where we're able to be held in, you know, sacred space so that we can like let go of the things that are not us, and getting in to spaces where we're learning about how do I regulate my body? How do I, you know, do shadow work and trauma healing work? How do I do subconscious reprogramming and understand, like, you know, what's mine, what's other people's? Again, all important work for everyone to be doing. Not saying that generators and manifestors and reflectors are off the hook, by no means. Like, this is stuff everyone should be getting into. It's just that for projectors, this can be a very big piece in their day-to-day and really making self-care the foundation of everything, because of how our aura is absorbing And so we just, again, it's just having that awareness. And through this episode, like, I'll share more in terms of like self-care and sleep and energy levels and all of those things. But just make that kind of like, if you're taking notes or whatever, we'll just like big starring it, like deconditioning, like that is, you know, that's kind of what we're here to clear out and to do, right? But I have found that through that process, for me as a projector and what I know what I'm here to do, that has helped me learn and grow so much. And then it better helps me, again, support the other. So when we're looking at our strategy as a projector, we are waiting for the invitation. And this one trips up a lot of projectors, because then they sit there and they think they're supposed to just sit around and not do anything. And they're just waiting and waiting and waiting. And they're like, what am I supposed to be doing? And the reality is that's not the case at all, right? We are not just sitting around not doing anything, because really invitations start to come through for us when we are becoming this lighthouse for other people. And so what I mean by that is, so projectors, we're supposed to get really like into the things that fascinate us. So think about it. Like, what are the things that really like excite you, interest you, where you could like talk about it nonstop? You could be so in this. You could be like, oh my God, like you just really, really love it, right? It just deeply fascinates you in some way. And so, for example, for me, right, like obviously like human design, astrology, you know, somatic healing work, nervous system regulation, all the stuff right now that I'm literally like, the stuff that I do with my clients is the stuff that deeply fascinates me and the stuff that I geek out on. Something else that I could use as an example that has like nothing to do with anything that I do for work, because I think like this is where people get tripped up too. They're thinking about like things that they can be making money from, right? Or I mean, you can make money from anything that you're fascinated by, but I'm just going to kind of like move away from maybe stuff that people like, they put in a box that they're saying like, this is a job, right? So something that deeply fascinates me, that's not like a job, but I mean, people could turn this into a job. And I see people doing this, is my love of Vampire Diaries. Okay. Deeply fascinated by Vampire Diaries. Right. I'm so obsessed with it. And so that's something that like I recognize, like that's something fun for me. And I love talking about, if somebody came up to me right now and wanted to talk to me, I would go on for 2, 3, 4. I could sit there a whole day. I mean, I literally have chat groups with people that are just as obsessed with Vampire Diaries. And that's all we ever talk about, right? And we just are sending reels to each other and memes and TikToks and stuff like that of Vampire Diary stuff. So anyway, so this is just kind of some examples, that the goal is to get you into this energy of like, what is fascinating me? And so through this, you are building like a lighthouse. So you envision like, every single brick of this lighthouse is being built over these things that you love, these things that you crave, these things that are fun for you, the things that you're just like, oh my God, I could learn about this all day. I could talk about this all day. These are the things that are just like your thing, right? And the lighthouse is built by these things. And so you are doing things that are centered around this stuff, right? And you're talking about it, and you can be sharing about it, and you can be, you know, creating an entire business around it, whatever the case may be, right? But this lighthouse becomes this thing, and then the lighthouse shines that light out, and it becomes this very magnificent bright light that shines out from it, and other people are drawn in to your light, and they see your light, and they recognize you for that light. And through that recognition of that light, of that gifting, of that area of expertise, or that zone of genius, or that thing that you're obsessed with, they recognize you because you're in it, and you're in your process of it, and you're in your fascination of it. They see that light, and then that's where the invitation comes. Then they invite you in to support them, help them, guide them, teach them in some way, shape, or form from those things that you are building your light from. The most important thing in all of that is that when you see yourself, so when a projector deeply sees themselves, they see their own gifting, They see their own things and they recognize themselves. The recognition from others comes in. When a projector recognizes their gifts, the other recognizes their gifts, and then they invite them in. And this is the thing that most projectors trip up. They are looking for external validation from other people, and then they're imposing things on other people or trying to initiate their own invitation onto other people, or they're inserting themselves into other people, or they're giving unsolicited advice to other people. Like, raise your hand if you've ever done that as a projector. I know I have. Like, we do it, okay? It's just kind of what happens, right? Is that we'll see something, we love somebody, we really care for them, and we're like, oh my God, I can just see, like, I can help them. I can give them the answer, or I could give them this. And then we don't allow for somebody else to ask us for our advice, right? And then we're just like blabbering all over them. And then that usually doesn't always go well. Like, sometimes it does. It depends on if this person is already really in the recognition of our energy. But if they're not, and then we're just spewing things on to them, then it typically is not a good energy exchange. But anyway, so that's a big one for projectors, is to really truly see themselves. And that's the thing that it can be the hardest for a projector to do. To see ourselves is real hard, okay? Because we're so designed to see the other so well, because that is our gift. Our gift is to see you so clearly and to see your gifts and to be the biggest cheerleader of others and to really guide things, or to be really good at maybe a certain system or a project. Like, maybe there's a job that you have and you're really like, you can see it so well, but we don't always see ourselves, and we don't always see our own gifts, and we don't always see our own truth, and we don't always see how magnificent we are, and we don't see our own light. And so when that happens, that's when we start looking for this external validation. And what ends up happening is that then we start getting into our not self theme, which is bitterness. We will start to feel bitter. So there's the big red flag indicator when we're feeling bitter. And bitter can look too kind of like this comparing ourselves and look what they're doing, or I should be doing it that way. And then we're getting out of building our own lighthouse, and we're going around and we're looking at other people's lighthouses or looking at other people's structures. And then we're trying to get other people to come look at my lighthouse though, like, come over here and like, look at what I built, look what I did. And we're trying to get the focus back on us and to be validated and to be seen and heard. Because again, for a projector, being seen, heard, validated, recognized, those are big ones for us. And if we're not, then we get real bitter about it. But this is where I always try to remind the projector, when you're feeling those things, how are you seeing yourself? Are you validating yourself? Do you see your own gifts? And are you doing your own thing? Are you focusing on what fascinates you and building in that? Because it's not that we can't do things, right? Projectors can definitely do things. We can build a business. And I did. Hi, I've built actually several businesses very successfully. I've built very successful businesses online over the last, like, how long have I been in business now? I'm coming up on 13 years. Is that right? Something like that. I've built many online businesses. I've been very successful in what I do. I'm very successful at being a coach, a facilitator, doing all of these things, but it's come through me being able to see my own gifting and recognizing what I have to offer and staying in my lane and staying in my process and continually reminding myself to, like, but how am I seeing myself? Is this what, it, you know, focusing on me and dipping in me and knowing, like, the more that I do that, the more that I shine my light. And my light is then what attracts in the other person. So we're not trying to build a light that attracts everyone. That's the key thing here, is that your light is not going to, it's not going to attract everybody. It's going to attract the right type of people to you. It's going to attract the people that really need your level of guidance. It's going to attract in people that really, like, see you and recognize you, because that's the key thing, is that they're recognizing you for your gift. And then they're inviting you in for the gift. So even there, we have to be selective in the invitation that we are receiving. Are we getting an invitation that's actually coming through recognition of the gift? Or are we now being invited in for something that isn't really even our gift? maybe it's just for them to like use the energy, or this now is like, it's not a good matchup, right? Projectors have to be aware of that too. That just because people invite us does not mean it's an automatic yes to everything. Just because I'm getting an invitation to go leave the house and go hang out somewhere does not still mean that that's a yes for me. I don't just say yes to every invitation that comes in. I have to be selective and say, like, am I being recognized in this moment for my gifting, especially when it's coming for my wisdom? Like, that's a big one, because we have to look at, like, for a projector, it's not about exchanging, like, you hear that whole like exchanging time for money. And for projectors, it's really like we're exchanging our wisdom for, you know, and it's not even always money, but there's an exchange of our wisdom, and there's an exchange of this potency of our energy that's really going to provide a high level of value for somebody else. Like, what we have is very valuable. And so if we're just giving that out, one, just willy-nilly, like, and nobody's inviting us in, nobody's recognizing it, and we're just pouring it out all over the place, one, we're going to feel real bitter as fuck. And then we're going to be really energetically, like, super, like, you know, tired and sick and not feeling so great about ourselves. Or if people are just coming in and just, we're just saying yes to every single freaking invitation, again, we're pouring out this value. You have to, like, you have to hold it as the sacredness that it is, this value that you have to provide. And that when you pour it out and when you give, like, that is a huge responsibility and a huge role and a huge exchange of energy. So be selective with these invitations, be selective in this recognition that you're receiving, but always remember that the recognition comes from you first, you seeing yourself. And here's the signature for a projector, is that it's success. You are here to be the embodiment of success. This is literally what a projector is here to be. We are success. We are designed to be successful. We are designed to be successful at the things that fascinate us. When there is something that fascinates you, that is a clear indication. If it is fascinating you, you are supposed to be successful on that. If it is something that you could literally just like eat up and talk about and just like divulge and just in like devour was the word I was looking for, completely devour it all, this is where you're supposed to be successful. Like, you will be the full embodiment of success in this. And when you're owning that, and this is the thing, like, projectors, we can be the biggest critics of ourselves. We can literally sit here and be like, I'm not good enough. I am not as great as them. I'm not as smart as them. I'm not doing it the same way as them. Because again, if you're stepping out of building your own lighthouse and you're looking at how somebody else is building their structure, that's not even a lighthouse, because they're not a projector. They're a freaking generator. So how they're doing it, and then we're going over and we're judging how we're doing it. We don't recognize that we do it so differently, and we're supposed to do it differently, because how our light is going to shine will be different, and it is going to reach people a different way. And then it's going to bring people into us like a magnet. We become very magnetic in our light, and then it will literally push away the people that, and it's not even so much push. Push is a little bit more like a harsher kind of, I feel like people are like, oh, it's going to push people away. And it's not that. It's just like other people will just be like, nah, that's not the light for me. And that is okay. But we're supposed to be the light in the dark for other people. We're supposed to be able to shine that bright. And when the brighter you get in it, the more it pulls in those people to see you in it. But like, you've got to get into this energy of like, I know, like, this is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm here to be. This is my area of expertise. Like, this is what I love. This is what I can jam out on. This is what I'm successful at. And it's not even like walking around being like, I'm freaking, you know, bad, blah, 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 which you totally can. Like, I tell projectors, I'm like, this is how you kind of like market yourselves. It's just like, this is what I do. This is what I'm good at. Like, you kind of are somebody who can just be like, this is my light. This is what I'm successful at. And owning that, again, that is what pours out to the other people to recognize you in that gifting. And then there's where the exchange lies in. And then when that exchange comes in, whew, let me just tell you what, like, it is freaking amazing. Okay, so let's get into like work mode of a projector and like what that actually looks like and like our day to day, because we aren't designed to be doing all day and be going all day, right? We don't, again, without that life force energy, our energy works a little bit different. So some people will sit there and say like, oh, projectors are the lazy ones. And I'm like, I've reclaimed that word back and been like, fuck yeah, I'm lazy. Like, and I'm cool with that, right? But I'm also efficient as fuck, all right? Because projectors, we are. We can get done in like 2 to 3 hours what will take some other people way longer. And that's actually more conducive for our energy, is to work in like these shorter kind of chunked out spans, like 2 to 3 hours a day is really kind of like a, it's prime for us and our energy. But that doesn't mean that if you're right now working like 9 to 5 or 12 hour days or whatever you're doing, it doesn't mean that it's wrong for you. It's just clicking in and recognizing like, how does my energy feel? Do I need to have more rest time? When I'm not at my maybe 9 to 5 job, am I getting on the back end the rest recharge time? Am I giving myself what I need to discharge from that? Because I think about it, there's a lot of projectors out there, and like two projectors come to mind that are, you know, they're very famous. They are highly driven. They're working like a, you know, like a girl boss, I guess you would say, right? And so people would look at them and think like, oh, they're a projector. Like, look at how much they're doing. But again, they're doing things that they love. They are doing things that they're deeply fascinated in. And they're obviously using their energy in a way that's working very efficiently for them. And they probably have some really great self-care practices on the back end that's really allowing them to continue to shine in the work that they do. And so the two people that pop up in my head all the time when I think about this, and actually there's a third one now that I'm thinking about, is Kris Kardashian or Kris Jenner. She's a projector. And so I look at that, like all of the Kardashian family, whether you love them, hate them, whatever, I just think when you're looking at like how a projector is working with the other energy types. Like all of her daughters, I believe, are generators. I don't know if any of them are Manny Gens. I think they're all generators from what I, when I looked last. But Kris Jenner, hi, she's kind of like directing the energy, right, of all of them. She's the momager of all of them. So I'm like, that's a perfect example of one. And she works a lot, right? She's not somebody that's just, you know, nobody I think would look at Kris Jenner and call her lazy, right? The second one is Taylor Swift. I don't think anybody looks at Taylor Swift and thinks that girl is lazy, right? But what I have seen of Taylor is that she definitely looks like she plans her schedule in ways that fit for her. And she also has been known that she's taken off chunks of time, right? To probably be in her process to be alone and to recharge. But she is definitely somebody who can really come on and shine her light really fucking bright. And she is guiding people through her, through what fascinates her, through her music, through her, you know, lived experiences, which is so like, I look at projector and I'm like, that's, it's a beautiful projector energy, whether you love Taylor Swift or hate her, right? She's a really great example of seeing a very successful projector, successful in her gifting, right? The third one I think of is Gary Vee. Now, if you don't know who Gary Vee is, he's like a big kind of like, he teaches like marketing and like social media and kind of stuff like that. And he's like a public speaker and stuff, but he's a lot of energy, a very high energy projector. He's probably an energy projector. Actually, I bet you anything, like all three of them are energy projectors. I haven't seen all of their charts specifically. And we'll get into like the different types. You're like, what's an energy projector? We're going to talk about that. But he's very like, go, 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 go. But again, probably because like he's in what fascinates him, which you can tell when he's speaking, like he's deeply in something that fascinates him. And then he's probably, I know he outsources and he does talk about that. So he's got a huge team of people that are supporting him and probably doing the things that are not in his, like his zone. Those are things that are going to overexert him and he's staying in his process, right? So I just want you to know that it doesn't mean that projectors can't work hard, because we certainly can. Like a projector can work even harder than a manifesting generator. We just have to recognize that our output is going to look different. How we're going about it is going to look different. And we have to recognize when we've been going too hard, too fast, too much, when we need to slow down, when we need to recharge, when we need that time to ourselves, right? And so sleep and self-care practices, again, are huge. And so I talk a lot about this in terms of like, of sleep hygiene and energetic hygiene. So I do a lot of like intentional showers. I'm taking salt baths, meditation. I get outside in nature, grounding, fresh air, going for walks. I'm very mindful of how am I moving my body? How am I nourishing my body? Workouts can be even something for projectors. We really have to not like conform to what we think we have to be doing as a workout, because this is what society is telling us to do, and hopping on to every next trend. And being somebody who was in health and fitness for a long time, that's actually how I started in my coaching business. I can see where I, at times before I had known about being a projector, how I had gotten sucked in to feeling like I had to do certain things in order to achieve certain goals in fitness, right? So these are all things we just have to take into, like, have deeper awareness around of what actually is feeling good for my body and not attaching what everyone else is telling you to do, right? And I'm not saying that self-care is not important for any of the other energy types. They very much are. It's just that we, again, everything is just a little bit extra for a projector, like extra self-care, extra all the things. And then when it comes to sleep, so here's the interesting thing. You will sometimes hear human design people say that projectors should never, ever sleep next to an energy type. And again, I don't really like speaking in that way. I don't like telling people what they can or cannot do or shouldn't do. I think it's, again, it's up to you and what feels good for you. But what I do notice is that I have had projector clients that don't sleep in the same room as their spouses, and they actually find that they sleep so much better. And here's the reason why behind this, before I get even more, is that when you think, again, our auric field is we are absorbing in, when we are sleeping next to an energy type, they especially, you know, when they've got the sacral life force energy, they're going, this engine never turns off. Okay. So we're just absorbing in the other all of the time. And so we're taking in their thing all night long. And so for projectors, we may find that for sleep hygiene, we have to be out of other people's auric field to get better sleep. And I think it's like 6 or 7 feet. And somebody could correct me if I'm wrong. It's like 6, 7 feet is the auric field, because I can't remember right now off the top of my head and I didn't write it down. It's something around there is the to get out of somebody's auric field so that you're in your own auric field when you're sleeping. But you have to visualize, like, they are dumping, and we discharge a lot when we're sleeping. And I talk about this even too during like full moons and stuff of it's good to like wash your sheets and like clear out your energetic space and like, you know, saging your house and clearing your home. But like sleep is a big one, and our bedrooms are a big one because we're discharging so much from the end of the day. And so something that I found that I think for a conversation that's come up actually for me and my husband recently. So if you don't know, he's a Manny Gen. And actually, I think what's worked for us as we've been in our relationship is that his schedule is very different than mine, right? Like he works outside of the house, but he gets up at 3:30 every single day. And I sleep until, I don't know, probably like 6:30, 7:30 in the morning most days, depending. And so I'm getting roughly 3 to 4 hours of time that's in my auric field. Now, that it's not a lot, but it's still, I feel like, enough that I'm not in his auric field all the time. And I've definitely noticed when I'm sleeping, like if he's on breaks from work or vacation, which he just had one just after Christmas, and he was off work for like 2 weeks. And I said, this is how it got started. I was like, okay, like I really noticed like my sleep, how I was feeling. I'll start to feel kind of almost like groggy. I've even noticed this now, like, cause like I don't drink alcohol anymore. I haven't drank alcohol coming up on, it'll be 3 years in June that I haven't drank alcohol, but my husband, he drinks, right? And so over, you know, his break, he was having more drinks, and you know, we were, you know, because we were having more social, like family and the holidays and stuff like that. But I swear, I tell him, I was like, when you drink, I swear it's like there's times where I'll wake up and I'll feel hungover, like that you're dispersing the alcohol, which you are, you're literally sweating out alcohol. And I was like, I swear, like I'll wake up and I'll have like a hangover and I'll just feel, or I'll feel ucky, or like, I'll get like just that, you know, that feeling that you get, and I'll get it from him. And so I've talked about, I was like, maybe you should just go sleep in the guest room like on those nights or whatever. And we really honestly don't want to sleep in separate bedrooms. So this is where I was going with this, is that I was like, maybe, because like our master now is like really freaking huge in this house that we bought. I was like, we could have two separate beds, because that's been the other thing, is that the bed that we're sleeping on right now, like I absolutely love it. Like we got a new mattress when we moved here, and because I didn't like the other mattress. But he liked the other mattress and I didn't. So now he's like, he doesn't hate the new mattress, but he would prefer a different one. So now that was my solution. I was like, why don't we just get like two, like you get your own king size bed, I get my own king size bed, which in all fairness, like he's 6'7", like almost 300 pounds or something. Like he's a large guy. Like he's like an offensive lineman in football. Okay. So just picture this man. Okay. Like very large guy. And I'm like, you want your own bed anyways, and how you sleep versus how I sleep, and what I want for blankets versus what you want, which we even have our own blankets. Like there's all things you can play around with and do, but I'm just saying, like, sleep is a big one for projectors. We need more sleep. We need more rest. Like projectors are typically, they're saying like, try to get like 10 hours of sleep as a projector, if you can, like, but trying to get like to the 8 is definitely really beneficial. You want to go to sleep before you're even tired. Like that's a big one for projectors, is that like for so many of us, right, we are like watching TV or we're on our phones and, you know, we're already exhausted, and projectors, they are going to bed exhausted. And when in actuality, we should be going to bed before we're hitting that exhaustion mark. And we should also be trying to fall asleep, you know, without any like stimulation, and trying to wind down the stimulation as best we can, because again, it's absorbing in. And so if you're thinking about like social media and you're getting on there, I'm absorbing in all of the energies of other people. So being more mindful of that. Again, I'm not perfect in all of this. I wish I was. Like that's definitely something that I'm getting better in my experimenting and trying to be better about. Like I'm better about my sleep quality, of how much sleep I'm getting a night and like what time I'm going to bed. I used to have a really hard time falling asleep. But just things like trying to read a book at the end of the night, calling into bed before I'm tired, I hate fake lighting. I wish we could just live in candlelight at the end of the day, but Kyle would not go for that. Putting my phone on night mode has been a big one. So again, there's tons of things you can play with to try to like help in terms of your winding down, your self-care, your sleep, and just being aware of your energy levels. Because for projectors, again, if we're exputting a ton of energy over and over and over and over again, and we're trying to be like a generator and just do and go all day, every day, we're gonna hit a burnout. We are gonna crash. And for many projectors, if they're not living in this alignment of their physical energy, they're gonna start having really massive physical health problems. And you will see this sometimes earlier in life, but sometimes you're definitely like by the 50s, 60s, like they're definitely having some massive health issues, because they've ran their body into the ground and they don't have the ability to do that. They have to be more mindful. And I definitely can say, like, I've been through a lot of health struggles as a projector. Learning about being a projector really helped better honor my own health journey and getting me into a place now of like how I, you know, help and support my body. So it's definitely been, you know, a learned, lived experience for myself. But we just have to drop into knowing that we're not designed to do all day, right? What we are more designed to do is to observe and to listen and to learn and grow and integrate and rest and reflect on things. Like I almost think like projectors have that kind of like Mercury energy, right? Like we hear about like, or Mercury retrograde energy, when people are always like flipping the fuck out. Me, you know, I'm a projector that was also born in the shadow of Mercury retrograde. So it's like I already kind of carry, if you didn't know that, if you were born, you can look up when you were born, if there were any retrogrades going on. And so a lot of times when those retrogrades impact other people, you may find like, and it's not that big of a deal. And that's how I kind of feel with Mercury retrogrades. I'm kind of like, I was born in a shadow of it. So I almost feel like doesn't stress me out so much. And I think because projectors, we are in this natural states of being able to be in the slow down, seeing the beauty of the slow down, seeing how amazing it can be when we recharge and replenish, how much more we can do and how much more efficient we can be. And so if you kind of like own that about yourself, you'll see that you can actually step more into things even more efficiently than you ever have before, because you're just owning that recharge time, because we really are here to refine. Right. And to make more things efficient. And through that comes this recharge and nourishment that we provide for ourselves. Okay. So I'm like, So I want to get into now the different variations and the subtypes of projector. So this is really interesting. So you've got three different subtypes. As a projector, you have an energy, a classic, and a mental. So to figure this out, you're going to want to have your body graph so you can actually look at what centers are defined, because that's how you're going to figure it out. If you don't have your body graph on you, you can go grab that. You can pause this. You can come back to it, whatever. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there is an episode called Understanding Your Body Graph. You can go back, listen to that. I go over a little bit more about your body graph, about the components of it and what, you know, all this verbiage means. But yeah, if you're looking at your body graph, when you're looking for an energy projector, they're going to have one or more defined motors. So what that means is that the centers, right, there are four motors or four centers that are also kind of have their own motors. So obviously the sacral is the big motor, right? It's the life force energy motor. And that's what makes a generator or a manifesting generator. It makes them generators, right? So we as projectors are not going to have that. Neither is a manifestor or reflector, because that's what makes a generator a generator. Now, there are three other centers that have their own type of motor. It's not like a life force energy, but it does have its own like a little bit of oomph and a little bit of fuel to them. So that is the root, the solar plexus, which you might also see labeled as emotional, depending on what you're looking at. And then also the willpower center, or that's also called the ego, or I've even heard it's called the heart center. So you can have one of them defined, all three of them defined. But if you have those, then you are called an energy projector. Now, for energy projectors, you guys have to be really aware that you then have a little bit more oomph to your energy. And so that's why I was kind of saying, I was like, I wonder if Kris Jenner and Taylor Swift or Gary Vee, if they're energy projectors. I bet you they are. I would not be surprised. But again, I have not looked at their actual charts. It's been a while since I've looked at them, so I don't have them memorized by no means. But because you have that little bit of extra oomph, you need to be aware of that and know that you could maybe identify even that much more with being a generator. And maybe you have been operating even that much more like a generator because you have that oomph to you. But this is where you also have to pay close attention to these invitations that you're receiving, because you have this extra oomph. People may are clicking into this extra bit of, you know, input, exput that you have. And they want to access that energy, right? So you have to just make sure, am I being really recognized in this gifting that I have, in this energy that I have to pour out? Is this invitation really correct for me? So that you know, and again, this is going to go into authorities, which we haven't even gotten into, of like, how do you hear your authority? And this is, you know, how your intuition is speaking to you and guiding you. And that will help you in the invitation process, like when you're waiting for this invitation. So when you get it, you'll be able to be like, is this even a correct invitation for me? But it's just noticing like that will be a little bit more of your lesson here to understand and to work with, while also understanding that because you have more of this energy, you need to be exporting it in things that you really truly do love and doing the things that, you know, that fascinate you and are your lighthouse. And what are you building and what are you creating? Because you have extra energy for it, but are you actually pouring it into that thing? Then you have your classics, and I'm a classic projector. So a classic projector has no motors defined. They don't have the root, solar, or ego, and we have definition below the throat. So for me, I have my ajna, my throat, and my G center, or also what's called your identity center. All three of those are connected, and those are the only three centers that I have defined. So I don't have a lot of definition in my chart. But I do have the definition that goes below the throat. So that makes me a classic. Now, if you are a classic as well, then we don't have that extra oomph, right? And that's okay, because what we really are able to even do even more is that we can really magnify and really like feel and taste into the other even that much more. And we can really discern, you know, who is correct for us, these decisions that are correct for us. So we have this little bit extra discernment piece. Because we can really like feel even more into that, those motors of those energies that other people have, whether it's another projector or a generator, like we can really kind of like magnify a little bit more of that. Though we are a little more prone than to the toxicity of the environment, kind of thinking of it almost like taking in other people's toxicity or the environment toxicity or the like just things that are not really like desirable, right? I don't ever want to say wrong or negative, but it is, for lack of a better word right now, like that negative quality. And we have an ability to just kind of like more be deeply impacted by those things. And it can really deeply impact our physical health, emotional well-being, our spiritual health. So we just have to be a little bit more like aware of that. Then you have your mentals, and a mental projector is way more rare. Again, they don't have any motors defined, but they also don't have anything defined below the throat. So they have a combination of either like the crown or the head. You also hear it called head or crown, the ajna or the throat. They might have one of them defined, two or all three defined, and that's what makes them a mental. Now, for them, they are very deeply tapped in to the environments around them, and they really are able to read their surroundings. And it's through this exchange of their environments that this is how they're really kind of like learning and growing, but it's also how they're being deeply impacted when they're in their decision making. So for mentals, again, when we get into the authorities, you'll learn that a mental projector has a very specific with their authority of how they're working with their environment. But you just have to understand that for you, you are way more deeply impacted by your environments. You're going to feel differently, and you'll be very aware of like how you feel in one environment versus another environment. And this can be as simple as like one room to a next room to like it can be very subtle shifts and changes for an environment or the how your environment is set up. So those are the three subtypes. Then you have the other variations for projector. And when we're looking at authorities, now I'm not going to get into all the authorities because I'm going to do a whole series on the authorities and break those down, because I truly feel like for people starting off or really wanting to get into their experiment, knowing their energy types, knowing their authority is a really great foundational piece to get started in. And then you can start layering in other stuff. But with projectors, I wanted to touch on this because we have, again, so many variations within our authority. Not all the other types have nearly as many shifts. So we have seven authorities, and of those seven, a projector can have up to five of the authorities. So the authorities that they have, they can be an emotional projector, they can be a splenic projector, an ego projector, a self-projected projector, which that's what I am. I'm a self-projected. Or you have one that you'll either see it say no inner authority, or sometimes it'll say mental, or say environment. So some of these are only for projectors. Only projectors can have them. No other energy type can have that. So we'll get into that more when we get into authorities, but I just think it's important to understand this, that again, this is just where all this variation and complexity comes from, because projectors just have so much that we're working with. So this is also why, again, I stress so much the importance for projectors to be in community with other projectors. Because we have this auric field that really absorbs other people, we have this ability to really sense and feel and kind of taste what it's like to be the other. Other energy types do not have that ability to really feel what it's like to be a projector. Sure, they can read about us and share about us, and they can listen to this and have a deeper understanding, but only a projector really understands this. And projectors, because we're here to guide and direct, we have a better ability to be able to support the other energy types in this way. Now, it does not mean that, you know, other types can't guide. It doesn't mean that I've met some amazing generators that are coaches and I've learned amazing things from them. It's just that projectors are just more naturally inclined to have this as their strength because of what our aura is doing just very naturally for us. So when we're looking at our community and who we have around us, projectors deeply need each other. Because again, if we're struggling to be able to see ourselves, when we get to be around another projector, they see us in a way that no one else can, while also being able to deeply understand and resonate with us on a level that only they can. So even though maybe I have seen human design specialists say that a projector should never be taught by anyone else other than a projector. They should never be mentored by anyone else other than a projector. I see this, and I think that there's like things to take into consideration, because I've learned a great deal from other like generators. And I recognize the value that only another projector can provide me. So I think that this is coming down to you have to trust and you have to know and be in your own awareness of your energy, especially if you're choosing to, you know, maybe have a mentor who's a generator or learn from a generator, or when you're around generators, is just recognizing that the way they may operate and the way they may do things is going to be very generator-like. And if you can know that going into it and be clicked into that awareness, I don't understand what I don't see why that's like a bad thing. Again, you're going to hear some people say this, so I'm just putting that out there, that I don't think that it's a bad thing. I do think it's just around the awareness of what you're learning and absorbing and how you're able to apply it into your own process. But I do see the benefit of projectors learning and being guided by other projectors, especially when it comes to like how to grow a business, how to, you know, be living your design. If you're wanting to learn like how you're applying being a projector in your marriage or in your relationships or creating money or being a mom and your children, like, yeah, projectors are going to have a completely different perspective on it because of our own lived experience for another projector. So I just say that just in love, just to, you know, just to put that out there. But I do think that even if you just have a friend or a buddy who's a projector, it's going to be really, really important. Because like I said, we are moving into the era of projectors. There is a lot that's shifting, a lot that's changing, and projectors are going to be getting more recognized and seen more than they ever have, especially those that have been working on our lighthouses and really shining our light really, really bright. We're going to be getting pulled to some very important like roles to better help direct the energy flow and really support the collective more than we ever have before. So the more that we lean into each other and this community of projectors, the better. So if you are a projector, if you have questions, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, ask all the questions. I'm always here. I love meeting other projectors. It's huge. Like, I just love you guys so much. And if you are, if you're not a projector, please send this out to your projector friends. If you're enjoying this series, please send it out. Please let, you know, tag me, tag the show, get the word out. And yeah, I'm so excited that you guys have been here. I know this episode was definitely a longer one, but again, have questions, let me know. And other than that, I will see you on the next episode.